Yeah, I think it's sort of a blessing and a curse that Ricky Gervais is probably the most well-known podcaster still, because he did a great show, but it was a sort of relatively slick half-hour comedy show, and I think it created the impression that if you wanted to join in, if you wanted to make an internet show, it had to sound like Ricky's.
Yeah, exactly. He has a lot of resources at his disposal that the average person doesn't. However, nowadays you don't even need a microphone in order to broadcast yourself to the world over the internet. All you need is a smartphone. You can upload files immediately.
Yeah, you don't even need to plug it into a computer. I mean, we're going to be sort of talking to people later who's make some cracking podcasts. But first of all, we thought we'd talk about, well, I guess that technology and how the social platforms out there are changing the way that people make and create and consume audio. And at the forefront of that is a company called Audioboo. They're one of the companies that does this very thing. We're joined in the studio now by Amanda Brown from Audioboo. Hello, Amanda.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome to Required Listening. For the uninitiated, explain in a couple of sentences what Audioboo is.
I was looking forward to that question. It's always a great starter. Okay, Audioboo is a platform that allows anyone to share sound. So we're sort of like a Twitter or a Facebook or a YouTube of sound. And what we do is we make it completely possible for anybody who wants to record something onto their mobile phone or onto their computer and upload it, again, like you were saying, without plugging in anything or anything else, and for anyone else around the world at any time to listen to it at reasonably high quality.
And I think it's probably fair to say that what differentiates that service from people doing, seems ridiculous to use a word like traditional in the sense of podcasting, but you know what I mean, traditional podcasting, is that it's very immediate, isn't it? That they see something, they record it, they distribute it, it's up.
That's right. We don't even have an edit facility on Audioboo, and it is true. And what you're saying about podcasting is very interesting, because at Audioboo we're starting to talk about moving to the forefront of changing and possibly going beyond podcasting. No offense to you guys.
Outrageous.
What lies beyond, though, Amanda?
Well, it's the idea of democratizing radio. Podcasting is still a form of it still follows the traditional form of radio, and I speak as a radio lover. I have a background in radio. But podcasting is still something where, you know, you need to bring some people together and form a program, and a program that people understand. And there's certainly huge value in that. But what Audioboo are doing is pushing that to the next sort of phase of social media, if you like, which is going back to the original idea of what social media was supposed to do, which was to allow content, allow people to put content and comment on content on the platform without necessarily having to build up a public profile or any kind of profile, without having to build followers, without having to play that who likes me, who doesn't like me game. If you just want to say something or want to put some kind of sound up, you can do it. You can do it easily, and lots of people can access it.
Well, let's hear some of the sounds that people have put up on Audioboo.
Okay, so for anybody listening, if you guys can tell my parents or grandparents or just anybody who happens to hear this on Twitter or on Facebook, please just let them know I'm okay. The room's shaking really, really violently, so I got out. I got knocked down the stairs a little bit, but otherwise I'm okay. Hit my head, I think. And then all trains and buses out of this town are stopped. I have no idea what's going on in other parts of Japan. I've only seen reports of people in other parts. I've seen a couple stores where people were watching, and there's people have died in other parts of the island. I did see the initial report. I thought said it was southeast, but those were precursors to the big one, which was, I guess, northeast, just off the coast. So I hope, Hawaii, you're doing okay. I've heard that there's a tsunami warning for just about every country around.
So, Amanda, just explain to us what we just listened to.
Oh, that was a guy called Tristan Mathers, who is a free user, an Audioboo user, and he was in Tokyo. He's originally from California, on the other end of that fault line, and he was in Tokyo, and he recorded that underneath his table while the earthquake hit. His girlfriend at the time was on the other side of the city, and he didn't know where she was. He had no All the phones were down, electricity was down. He had no way of getting news out to his family or to anyone that he knew that, you know, that he was okay or what was going on. And he chose to use Audio Boo to put that message across because he said what happens is that when you record a message on the app, it basically holds onto the message until you get any kind of a signal and then it zaps it out. So he was recording messages. He also recorded messages as he tried to walk across the city for 2 hours to find his girlfriend. And he was constantly recording updates, which whenever he got even a tiny bit of signal, were uploading.
And,
so, yeah.
And you've chosen another audio boo as well to show what the system can do. Just explain what that is.
There are loads of them.
we should say before we get too excited about your service that there's also rivals to you like SoundCloud and YouTube Quick, Bamboozer. There's lots of them out there.
Who? What?
They're
all having bank holiday barbecues or something. Irrelevant.
But anyway, yes. Introduce the second clip for us.
I believe the second clip is the demo clip. We have a user who's a student at the time, and she was at the student fees protests, and she came across a couple of people who, one particular person who had blood pouring down his head, and she literally whipped out her smartphone and brought us the following.
And I can send you a link. Okay, so I'm walking down Horse Guards Avenue, just avoided a kettle, chasing after a guy who'd lost his keys. I gave his keys and then looked behind me and there was like a second line of the kettle. But I'm just speaking now to two guys who've just got out of it, is that right?
Yeah, we were down in Parliament Square just a minute ago.
And you're basically covered in blood?
Yeah, we were kind of over towards Parliament side and everyone rushed to the opposite end. We followed and there was a guy laying on the floor getting hit by police and I had a big...
Was he doing anything back or...
He was already on the floor. And I had a big book that was made out of polystyrene that I found, which was quite useful. And so I got in front of the policeman who was barring this guy.
With the book, like trying to protect him?
Just to kind of hit him off. And then I just got hit, but I don't know where from. And I got knocked out.
Properly knocked out?
Yeah, and then this guy dragged me off.
Basically, the police decided to charge the crowd with horses, which created a sort of vacuum where there were a few of us stuck between horses and riot police.
Yeah.
At which point, we all put our hands up.
Because obviously you want to...
Because we can't go anywhere, and the police responded to that by beating us, and they just beat a lot of us onto the floor, like Jack here. And when I got to him, he was out cold, and the cop was still hitting him.
Did a medic come over to you or anything?
No. These Josh and another guy, because it was packed in there, so... I don't know how they got me out so quickly, but
yeah.
So they just picked me up, and because I was out until I got like out and sat down. I didn't know what was going on.
Okay,
so.
And just quickly, like, you're here because you oppose fees rises.
I vote for Liberal Democrats. I oppose voting for something that they decide to go back on.
Okay, so. Thanks very much for talking to you guys.
You.
I hope you get home safe.
Thank you very much.
So some very dramatic on-site broadcasting there. Stay there, Amanda. We'll just hear some travel from Louise Perry.